three prominent Victorian racehorse trainers are facing disqualification after their horses tested positive to a banned substance. Peter Moody of Black Caviar fame, Mark Kavner and Danny O'Brien are being investigated by Racing Victoria. Their horses tested positive for cobalt, a performance enhancer. Rachel Brown reports.
Peter Moody beat stewards to the punch last night. He'd been informed his horse Ladari had tested positive to cobalt after coming second in the Turnbull Stakes at Flemington in October, and he quickly issued a statement.
I take great pride in my role in thoroughbred racing in Victoria and strive to manage my business and support my wonderful group of owners and staff with the highest levels of honesty and professionalism. I will continue to pursue this goal over the next few months and do everything possible to clear my name.
The four-time Victorian Premiership winning trainer, best known on the world stage for his undefeated champion sprinter, Black Caviar, says he's devastated by the news and has no knowledge of how it could have occurred. Two other prominent trainers, Mark Kavanagh and Danny O'Brien, have confirmed that they too are under investigation. Kavanagh says it came as a complete shock and that he always operates with integrity. Trainers caught using prohibited substances can be banned from racing for up to 3 years. The positive urine tests for cobalt all relate to runners during the 2014 Spring Racing Carnival. Racing Victoria's Chairman of Stewards, Terry Bailey, explains why cobalt is considered a performance enhancer.
In layman's terms, can boost the red blood cells, therefore gives more oxygen to the tissues of the body and delays fatigue.
The problem is cobalt can occur naturally in horses as a result of the ingestion of feedstuffs. It's also present in the vitamin B12. Mr. Bailey says last April, Victoria became the first state to introduce cobalt thresholds, and the first 6 months passed without any problem.
As a result of research that's been done over the years, we're more than comfortable that the threshold, as I said, is a generous one.
But he hasn't ruled out contamination.
Oh, look, as a normal procedure, lots and lots of feed supplements have been taken from the stables to be analysed. Look for anything that may explain the elevated levels. We've got more people to interview from the stables.
It's early days at the moment, but if stewards decide to lay charges, trainers will appear before the Racing Appeals and Disciplinary Board. They're allowed to continue working in the meantime. Fellow trainer Tony Noonan says the positive doping test has come as a shock to the industry, given it involves such highly respected players. He says most trainers' knowledge of cobalt extends only to what they read on the back of feed mix packets. So he says they have to blindly trust in the threshold set by Racing Victoria and in commercial manufacturers.
Yeah, I don't think there's many trainers out there that are going to science degree, so we're very much trusting in what the industry tells us we can and can't do, and as far as levels of cobalt, as far as feed is concerned, what's acceptable. There's enormous trust in the feed makers.
Do you expect other trainers to start changing feed management?
The only concern I would have is that most of the commercial products that trainers use would be similar to some extent, I would think. So you're a little bit restricted on what you can move to. So if it's a feed management thing, yes, definitely we'd have to look at it. We'd get in touch with the companies that are producing and that we're purchasing the feed from to just make certain that everything is acceptable as it should be.
Racehorse trainer Tony Noonan ending that report by Rachel Brown.